Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, could it be that South Africa is currently sleepwalking into a food crisis? A government-imposed ban on chicken imports from Brazil, the country's biggest supplier, could potentially leave millions without access to affordable protein, and the stakes are staggering. Something in the region of 400 million meals a month, thousands of jobs, and the survival of school feeding schemes. So the question, I guess, is the Department of Agriculture putting health protocols above hunger relief, or is this a policy failure with potentially devastating consequences? Someone who's waded into that debate is George Southey, manager Murlog Foods. It's a Durban-based supplier of frozen chickens. George, a very warm welcome to you. Brazil is central to South Africa's food supply chain. You've identified this as a crisis. Just how big is it?
In my opinion, and our opinion as a business, it is huge. Just to give you an idea, South Africa imports substantial volumes, probably just short of 500,000 tons a year of total protein, animal protein from Brazil, of which a substantial portion of that is chicken. And if we don't replace in a very quick way the lost supply, there could be a severe crisis on our hands.
How close are we to that right now? Are we going to see, or are we seeing, protein shortages in retail stores already?
I think we're in the process of seeing that it's about to become a reality. So just to give an understanding and an idea, the supply chains from Brazil to South Africa generally would take about 4 weeks from time of shipment to time of product being available to go into the food chain in South Africa. As you've mentioned now, there's a substantial volume that does come into the country every month, but bans from shipments after the 16th of May have already come into place. So effectively, there have already been 2 weeks of no shipments, and every additional week that we delay is another 100 million meals, in effect, that will be lost to our consumers.
And local producers cannot fill this gap in supply, can they?
No, they definitely can't. I think the local industry has already indicated that they can bring another million chickens a week into the food chain. But those eggs have to be hatched. The chickens need to be grown, and that product then needs to go through an abattoir and through the supply chain to land on the consumer's shelf or the retailer's shelves. So those chickens, assuming they can be brought on stream quite quickly, probably won't see the retail shelves for at least 8 to 12 weeks. So that's 2 to 3 months. So even though it will be appreciated, it'll be good for the local poultry industry, it's going to take a while to reach the shelves. But more importantly, a million birds a week is maybe around about 10 million meals a week. So that's 40 million meals a week. That doesn't replace the 40 million meals a month. That doesn't replace the 400 million meals that we lose because of the raw material supply, and in particular of mechanically deboned meat, which is a raw material in making polonies and sausages.
And you're particularly concerned about the implications for school feeding schemes.
Yes, the only animal protein that's on the South African School Feeding Scheme program is chicken livers. Now, South Africa obviously produces a liver with every chicken, but a liver is a fairly small part of it, and that supply is supplemented through imported livers. So that product will now also be lost to the country, which will effectively mean shortages, it'll mean price increases, and we can talk about price increases in a moment. But there's also then a lot of, let's call it the cold meats, polonies, which are put on a slice of bread for school lunches, a Vienna or a Russian sausage, which may land up being sold at the school gates by a vendor and so on. And those products are about to disappear from the consumer basket.
Let's get to price in just a moment, but what would your response be to critics who say public health must come first?
Well, chicken is HPAI or avian influenza, is not a public health crisis. It's more an animal health crisis. And yes, we have to protect our, let's say, animal disease status and not import bird flu into our national flock, because that would cause an even bigger crisis. But we have had and seen the impacts of that in 2017 and again, I think, in 2023 with local outbreaks of avian influenza. But I think that if we look at it, there are very strong codes through the World Organization of Animal Health relating to avian influenza and many other animal diseases. And there are ways to, let's say, protect the animal disease status of our own flock while still allowing for imports. One of the main processes that's used globally is regionalization or zoning, and that option is available. South Africa's taken a very conservative view in terms of how they would apply zoning, but many other countries that are dependent on food imports around the world, such as Mexico, Japan, Cuba, Middle East, UAE, etc., which is Dubai, they've all already relaxed their requirements and their restrictions, from country restrictions down to regions which are infected that will be banned. But from the balance of the country, they will still bring in the much needed food sources, because Brazil is such an important supplier to the world of chicken.
At what point, or are we already starting to see that price spike that you referenced?
We're already seeing the price spike out of fear and panic at a wholesale level. We've already seen that in particular meat processors and certain retailers have tried to take any surplus product out of the market, and they've already paid, and we've seen that prices already on some of the imported chicken products have dramatically increased. Local chicken producers also have had an increased demand, and none of them are sitting with stocks in cold stores at the moment. And that product will be used up very quickly, especially from the middle of June, when any product that may have been on the water stops coming in from Brazil. So we've already seen prices increase substantially. And then alternative sources of animal protein, such as pork and beef, there's also been increased demand, and that wholesalers and processors again have taken trimmings and other cuts out of the market, and those prices have also increased. So we already are seeing that at the wholesale level, and I'm sure that'll feed through to the retail level in a very quick time.
George Sarvi, thank you very much indeed, manager at Murlog Foods. I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.